All right, Christmas concert time. Of course, Doug Johnson is here from Bell City Brass Works. Hey, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Don. Good to hear from you.
You can't play the trombone outside because your lips will freeze to the mouthpiece, I would assume, right?
Well, that and the slide will freeze in position where you can't move it. So, yeah, this is not good weather for being playing a brass instrument.
So this is why the concerts are indoors. This is the exact reason. Bell City Brass Works Christmas concerts. We have two of them coming up December 10th. And the 17th, why don't you tell us about the 10th, first of all?
The 10th is going to be at Living Faith Lutheran Church, and the concert program is reminiscent of going through some old-style music and also some very new things. But one of them is we're doing four dances from the Nutcracker, which I think everybody will recognize and enjoy. And then we're doing some pieces that are probably not as well known in an Australian Christmas with their music for things that they celebrate Christmas in warmer weather. Right now it's dusty and warm down there. So I'm really looking forward to this concert.
A dusty, warm Christmas. Oh, I like the sound of that. I like the sound of warm is what I like. So that concert is coming up on December 10th at the Living Faith Church at 2915 Wright Avenue. It's right here by the radio station, by the way, a couple of blocks away. Yeah. Now, are these free concerts, or how does it work?
The concerts are free concerts. We do have a free will offering that we do during the concert. But otherwise, no, just come on in. You don't have to add any money to it. Just sit back and enjoy and build that Christmas spirit. And I think the snow is going to help with that one.
Yeah. So the December 10th concert at the Living Faith Church is at 7 p.m., and then you've got the Wednesday, December 17th concert at Holy Communion Church. They're at 2000 West 6th Street in Racine, right?
Right, right. And that one, again, we're going to be playing the same music in a beautiful setting in that church. We played there last year for the first time, and it was just fantastic. A great audience. We have a sing-along at the end of the concert, which means you don't have to know how to sing very well, because there's so many people just enjoying the moment and having a great time with it. It's fun. You don't want to miss this, either one of these concerts.
It's funny, you can play the same Christmas songs every year and nobody ever gets tired of them. You know, people say, well, I'd like to hear them year round. No, you wouldn't, because it wouldn't be special then at the end of the year.
No, it wouldn't. But I'll tell you what, you brought that up. I was thinking that I had been doing these concerts probably since I was 8 years old, because our family did a Christmas skit thing and we'd all get together and sing songs together. And that started it. And when I started playing trombone in fifth grade, which is 64 years ago, we started playing Christmas concerts. You play the first piece you ever learn on the instrument is Jingle Bells, because it's really simple to play. And then from that point on, I think I've been doing Christmas concerts every year ever since. So
it's not hot. It's not Hot Cross Buns.
No, it is. Well, Hot Cross Buns is in there, but as soon as we get to like the second week of November, we've got to be doing Christmas music. So,
how many? You got 47 musicians in this band, right?
That's including percussion. We've got 47 people on the roster now. Not everybody can do every concert, so we usually sit down with around 40 people. And it's a cross-section of people from Racine and Kenosha and points beyond. They come in from everywhere to play, just sort of like I do. I come in from Stoughton, Wisconsin, just south of Madison, and work with them every week. And we go from ages. I think I've got a senior in high school this year with 18, and I've got a member of my cornet section is in his 90s, and everything in between. It's a bunch of great people, and we have a lot of fun playing.
All right, quick review here. Wednesday, December 10th, next week at Living Faith Church, 2915 Wright Avenue here in Racine. Wednesday, the following week, December 17th at Holy Communion Lutheran Church, 2000 West 6th Street in Racine. Both concerts begin at 7 p.m. They're free. There will be a free will offering taken during intermission, but that's just your choice, whether you want to or not. But the concerts are free. So if you've been in a humbug spirit lately and you're stressed out, got anxiety, you can't get into the spirit, this will do it for you. Guaranteed. This will make you feel
good. This will definitely do it for you. I'll guarantee you that.
Thank you, my friend. You have a good concert, and looking forward to talking to you next time. Doug Johnson. Okay. Now, you're the music director, and you play trombone, but you're not the conductor, right?
No, I am the conductor, yes.
How do you play trombone and conduct at the same time?
No, that I can't do, only in a smaller group.
Okay. All right, Doug, you have a good concert, and drive safely from Stoughton, okay?
I will. You take care of yourself, too.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bell City Brass Works. Boy, what a treasure to have in Racine, eh?